You already figured out teams for tomorrow? Is that something you'll wait for a little bit?
We've talked about it, but we'll split them up even and then play. I think we'll play two 20-minute halves and try to just hopefully we'll get some people here and the guys can kind of feel what it's like on a game day and we can get some good work in against each other.
You have a running clock for some of the half or till the end? Or
I think we'll run the clock just because of numbers of our guys. Except on free throws. And then the last minute of each half will play live.
I feel like the guys are ahead of schedule, on schedule. Kind of where have they progressed to this point?
Well, I think there's some things that we're doing really well. I think offensively we have a pretty good understanding and idea. Defensively, it's taking a little bit longer. And we'll just have to you know, one thing about that too, Jay, is that we play a lot more zone, and so we're trying usually we're just kind of putting our man-to-man in, and that's our full emphasis, and then we add zone later, and now we're actually trying to put two separate defenses in, so that becomes a little more complicated.
How's the health of your team?
Generally, I think it's pretty good. We have guys that miss practice. Nate's missed a practice. Anson's missed a practice. Steven's missed a practice, and so that kind of it kind of gives you a little bit of anxiety because you want more consistency. But for the most part, I think the guys are doing all right. Brandon, actually, you know, he's got a really sore back. And so we're just working through some, I think it's all pretty good. They're pretty common things that will work themselves out. I hope that so anyways.
Any news on Steve?
Steven practiced Friday, scrimmaged with us Saturday, came back yesterday. His knee was swollen, so we went to see the doctor today.
The new guys, specifically the JC guys, how are they doing in defining a role for themselves? And is that starting to emerge?
I think that Raul and Augie are doing a good job picking things up. It's way different for them. I think Corey is in the same boat. I do think Augie and Raul might be a little bit ahead, but I think the physical nature of the game they're maybe a little bit more used to, but. These guys are all really good players, and we're just trying to figure out how the lineups that will work best for us.
Is this Cougar tip-off going to work in that way at all, just identifying stuff that they can do? Or?
Well, I think everybody has a different approach to them when you turn the lights on and put people in the crowd. And some of those situations, it's really, really positive, and others it needs some work. And so we'll just see how that goes.
Was Tyler pretty much picked off where he left off as a freshman?
Yeah, I think that his confidence is every bit as good as it was, and then that's what I think takes some time. But Ty works so hard. I think he's so committed and dedicated to not only his own routine but the routine of the team, and so he's coming along well. And hopefully, he has some real early success that he can build on.
Media Day, you talked about how freshmen make a big leap going into their second years. So with players like Carlino and Winder, what have you seen from them so far?
From Matt, we've seen some real improvements in a lot of areas. Matt has been one of our most consistent guys in practice for the 10 practices that we've been through. He's really pushing the ball well. I think that he's really picked up the system and is ready for kind of a breakout year. At least we hope so. I think he's a guy that is talented enough, and he stays on this pace with this consistency and his ability to continue to learn that he's going to have a great year.
Can Josh be a significant contributor for you this year?
Josh is another one who has really kind of upped his game. And Josh's situation is different than Matt, but in some ways it's similar because he sat out on a mission and came and tried to learn a new system. And now, they're in their, second year, but it's kind of like, their first full year because Josh had to get himself back from his mission. And Matt was a situation where he didn't get to play the full year. So I think that Josh makes unbelievable second effort plays for us, and that's something that we can really build on. You can find a spot for a guy who is always giving you another possession offensively, and that's what he seems to be doing really well right now. And then defensively, he's picking things up really well.
Who's he like of guys you've had?
You know, it's interesting because we were talking about that today in our staff meeting, and his understanding of our defensive system, it reminds me, this goes way back, it reminds me of Eric Nielsen, that he's starting to really figure out how to play that under that four position, maybe a little bit undersized. I think Josh is a little more athletic. Eric may have been a little more skilled, but they remind me of each other.
Is the four position kind of the one that's maybe still up for grabs?
I think you'll see a lot of guys playing in that spot early. You know, Josh and Augie and Nate are the guys who we practice there most of the time. We've had Brock play that position at times in practice when we're trying to get through personnel issues. And Brock is an option there for a short period of time, I think. But that would be difficult because of his size to play that. But I think those three guys are the guys you'll see most of the minutes.